Then figure out, I think it's really interesting what you said, because we've talked about it on this show, the success that Butler has had. I mean, I go back, you know, 2000, 2002, we played in the, in the NIT, you won 25. I mean, and your point is so good that, you know, we know about it, Butler people know about it, but to the average kid, if it didn't happen, you know, 10 minutes ago, they don't know about it.
Yeah, two Sweet 16, you know, two round of 32s, you know, I think eight or nine NCAA appearances since 1997. I mean, but the bottom line is that when you make it to the Final Four, the amount of publicity and the amount of exposure is just so supersedes anything that's ever happened before that you, you know, it takes it to a different level. Now, obviously what we need to do is capitalize on that, and that means continuing to recruit the kind of guys that can help us try to achieve those type of things on the court, but certainly prioritizing what they'll do off the court and making sure that, you know, we're maximizing our exposure opportunities as a program, a school, and an athletic department, and that's one of the great things about this new deal with you guys at 1070.
Yeah, I think so. I really do, and you try to get on ESPN when you're talking television. You get on ESPNU. You want to get a regular ESPN. And you know what? If you're going to be as successful as you are, you might as well have the biggest thing behind you, which is this radio station. So as you said, it enhances the brand. It's a body shot. It doesn't make the brand. I mean, your play, the way you've captivated people with not only your team but the way you've handled yourself is what's done that. But certainly, 1070 the Fan and Scope helps.
Well, and that partnership's a great one, and we hope that we can do our part to help 1070 the Fan and to help everybody there feel really good about Butler and the direction that we're headed. And again, that doesn't, you know, I think it's funny, I get asked all the time, you know this, about, hey, how are you going to handle the expectations of, you know, being right there on the edge of, but, you know, our expectations were pretty high last year, and I think one of the things that we have to do is just approach things in the right way and continue to try to operate in the right way and prepare the right way. And maybe stuff that's easier to say, but it's really tough to continue to do over and over and over. If we can continue to do that, I'll feel good about it. And, you know, hopefully the people that listen to your radio station will feel good about that as well.
I guarantee they will. I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks out on the road. Thanks, Coach.
I'll be out there. I won't be able to say hi, but I'll be out there.
I know it. But
we'll see you later.
Appreciate the time, Steve.
All right, see you.
All right, that was Coach Brad Stevens. Good new deal. Great new deal for Butler and for 1070 the Fan.